AG4OHU requesting a radio check.
Some families did stuff like that. I remember out camping using your finger to brush your teeth.
Yeah, the one that really gets me is when I went through survival school in the Navy, you were allowed to have a toothbrush and toothpaste. Everything else was contraband, anything else. And all they give you was a Marine survival knife, and that was it, and the clothes on your back. And I remember the only ones that took any toothpaste and toothbrush was the officers, and they wound up eating the toothpaste. Well, after a week without any chow, it gets you kind of get a few hunger pains.
Guess that's what drives people to eat grubs.
And I don't watch those survival shows very often, but I saw one the other day. There's been nothing on TV but reruns, and this guy picked up an acorn, and he peeled that acorn shell off the top, and then the acorn didn't look all that good to me, and he broke it open to get the grub worm out of the center of it and ate the grub worm.
The survival shows where they do that. They eat worms, snails, some big snails, snakes, you name it. Anything that's got any meat on it.
Eating a snake. Now, they told us in survival school, they said, now if you catch a rattlesnake, you can have a fire. Otherwise, there was no fires at night, and you had a half a parachute to sleep in, which up in the mountains is not very much. Like you froze to death. And I was scared to death because I'd never been in the mountains. I was from Kansas, and I was 18 years old and didn't know any better. And we were doing night evasions and day evasions, avoiding the aggressors that were out to kill us, you know, and crawling through the brush and stuff like that in order to stay hidden. And when I look back on it in later years, I thought, there ain't too many rattlesnakes out in January in the mountains, Dave.
No, they're cold-blooded. They don't warm up. They don't warm up in the wintertime very good.
I kind of like snakes, but I don't like venomous snakes at all. And I got close to a rattlesnake one time a guy had up in Kansas. He brought it back from Texas. And he sleep with him at the end of his bed. And, boy, you get within 6 feet of that thing out there on that driveway, and I'm telling you, he had a Monday morning disposition. So rattlesnakes wouldn't be one of my favorite things to mess with. But and then I know your boy got bit by water moccasins, and so did our grandson about 2 years ago over there at Lake Lyman. He stepped on one, and oh, I'm telling you, that's a terrible bite.
Fell on a vine into a river, well, a lake, well, not a lake, a river. A healthy stream, let's put it that way, and where it ballooned out into an open space of water, and but he turned out okay. It didn't do much damage, but it is kind of scary. Copperhead, water moccasin, whatever you want to call them, they're poisonous.
You are mobile. We just passed your place there about 2 minutes ago. We're down at Locust Hill to stoplight. Yeah, Jordan's foot, he was 9 years old, I think, at the time, and his foot, within an hour, the time we got to the hospital, was triple the size that it should be. And all I did for several hours was just take a magic marker and mark how far it progressed up his leg. And they let that boy lay there for about 4 hours before an ambulance got there to take him from Buncombe down to Greenville. Supposedly, Greenville Hospital was the only one that had the antivenom because it was estimated to be $50,000. I think it wound up $37,000. But the ambulance got there a little after midnight, and he was bit probably at 7. And they had it on the ambulance, and they gave him 4 vials of antivenom intravenously. And they said he'd be down for about a month, I think, and gosh, in 2 weeks he was up running around.
Yes, son was. He was up running around pretty quick thereafter. But it is a scary thing, you know, because in days gone by there would have been no coming back from that.
A terrible death. I've seen some of those snake shows where those guys to handle them and get bit by these rare vipers and that, and some of them are neurotoxins and blood toxins too, and well, they're just in a coma in no time. Scary stuff. Well, we're approaching Wade Hampton. Boy, I've had a lot of accidents around the area today, 14 in Buncombe, and of course down on 85 is a daily occurrence. And I guess the fog down that way is a lot worse.
An intersection of 290 in Wade Hampton without having to stop, and it was backed up past the point of where the turnoff lanes to the left go. But it just kept rolling along, and the light stayed green long enough on the turning lane, on the left turning lane. There to where I was probably the last one that made it through. But I'm headed down toward the center of town in Greer now to go. That's where my dentist is. So, and still rolling. kind of lucky. I didn't. So you can sit, if you get caught by that light at 290 in Wade Hampton, you can sit there for 5 minutes easy.
Well, going in up there at that three-way stop at, what's that road, Rutherford, Milford Church Road. Yeah, you can. Well, our dentist is down there, too, Crowns now. It's down just past the post office day.
Get to the police station. William Cofer, been going there since, about 20 years now, and he does really good.
It's good, and I don't mind going to the dentist at all. The last one, he did one of them tooths in the front and put a little tiny filling over kind of towards the left front, and did a great job. But boy, when they give you those shots in the front, those are, they really sting.
The nitrous and the pre-meds before you go in, before you're going to get something like that, unless it's minor. But anyway, I'm here pulling in the parking lot. I'm 1 minute till 8. My appointment is at 8 o'clock, so that's not too bad on timing. If I'd had to wait at the red light, I'd have been 4 minutes late. Anyway, good talking to you, Tom. You and Bernice take care. Have a good day. N0TR, W4DJW. Clear after you.
Okay, Dave, 73. Yeah, I didn't know they let you drive after you had nitrous, but I've never had that. But there's a couple times I wish I had it. Good luck. Take care, Dave. This is N0TR clear. E4 station with an O in there. You're very light into the repeater. Probably about 40% audio and 60% white noise. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. I think there might have been an E in there. Well, you're awfully light and just barely copyable this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate your help. I'll be trying different positions here at work and see if I can get in there better.
Roger. Well, nice to meet you, and you have a good day. This is N0TR.